want to appreciate you for the privilege you've given us to be here tonight. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will speak to us in Jesus' name. Minister life to our spirit, soul, and body, and have your way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Are be Jesu kosela ye
Jesu ni kolore
This evening we want to talk about the Savior. There is a Savior because there was a need for a Savior. And the fact that we have a Savior means that there is something in us that needs salvation. A lot is happening all over the place, and it is evident that even if we did not have the five senses, we should be able to tell that there is something happening around us. Last night I saw a video, and a person was carrying a traveling bag. There was a crowd around him. And the bag is your standard bag that you carry ordinarily when you have things to carry. And then they somehow opened that bag. And inside that bag was a child sealed up. The person who had the bag wasn't an old man. So at first they were like, I thought they were trying to quiz the man who had a bag. And at some point they opened the bag, they unzipped it. The child had been killed, was inside the bag. I don't know what happened after then. Because the child was dressed, it's like one of these children going to Montessori. And he was already dead at a point. We live in a very wicked world where people can do anything to achieve their purpose. What was the offense of the little boy? I don't know what the offense was, but I know that somebody had terminated his life. Was it that the parents did not pray very well that morning? I don't know. And then I saw another one about Somebody was going to church, and the kidnappers kidnapped her at the entrance to the church, so they could go that length. And here you are today. You are sitting down, safe by His grace. But you are a product of His mercy. It's not because you know how to escape the young man who was carrying the briefcase, or the person who kidnapped somebody at the entrance to a church. It's because of the grace of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, the Bible talks about a day of salvation. There are one or two of you who have been postponing your own day. And the reason you postpone that is because you have a feeling that you are in charge. Why will you not be in charge? Because the dress you are wearing was a choice you made. There is a day of salvation. And for somebody here, today is that day. Why do you need to be saved? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life." So the provision has been made for you to be saved. The question is, what answer have you given to God? Or what answer are you giving God right now? Because today happens to be a special day in the life of this congregation. Somebody who was accomplished enough knew that there was something that he did not understand about life. And he decided to come to Jesus by night. We see that in John chapter 3 and verse 1. His name was Nicodemus. And he told Jesus, he said, "Look, the things I'm seeing are not normal things. You are apparently somebody special, and I need to know a little bit more." He left his comfort zone. So anytime you come to the house of God, you are coming to meet with the Savior. But do you ever encounter Him? So Jesus had to tell him something that you and I must always remember. And He said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." God loves you. You know, some of you talk about your parents, how much they love you. But God loves you even much more than any parent can ever love you. Can anybody tell me why you are here tonight and not in the hospital? Is there anybody who is able to tell me? It's because of that love. Does it mean that the person in the hospital is not loved? It doesn't mean the person is not loved. But your own love, the love He has for you, has guaranteed that you are here today. My prayer is that problem will not lead you to God in Jesus' name. That you will encounter Him naturally as a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. If you read Exodus chapter 14, after the people of Israel had been let go to go and serve their God in the wilderness, Pharaoh and his army went after them. How many of you have ever dreamt somebody pursuing you in your dream before? Has anybody ever dreamt somebody pursuing you in your dream?
And the Egyptians pursued them to destroy them. But your enemy will never get you in Jesus' name. For your enemy not to get you, you must recognize that you need a savior in your life. How about you being in front and your enemy you can see behind you, pursuing you? There is the enemy you see, there is the one you do not see. But my prayer is that no matter the nature of your enemy will not get you in Jesus' name. When you are sick, it could be an indication that the enemy has got you. Whatever the situation you are facing in life, maybe fear, it could be an indication of the work of the enemy. The people of Israel had a very harrowing experience in that wilderness. Before them was the Red Sea, and behind them, Pharaoh and his army. And they were frantic. And they were telling Moses, "Did you bring us to the wilderness to destroy us?" And then something rose up within Moses. And Moses said, "You need to stand still," in verse 13, "and see the salvation of the Lord. Because the Egyptian you see today, you will see them no more forever. And every Egyptian that you are seeing has been making you afraid. There are some of you now that when your parents call you, it's born more out of fear than just the need to call. But I want you to open to Exodus 14 verse 30 and see what happens there. Exodus 14 and verse 30. Because you need a savior. And today, God will save somebody in Jesus' name. And somebody read Exodus 14:30 to us. Exodus 14:30. The Lord saved who? The Lord saved Israel. And you know what he did? For him to save Israel, he had to destroy the Egyptians. And I tell you, what is that habit that you think is not possible to overcome? God saved Israel on that day. Remember, there's a day of salvation. That's the reason why you cannot afford to wait till tomorrow. Can you imagine what would have happened if the people of Israel spent another night undelivered? That's the reason why you cannot take chances. Because tomorrow may be too late for somebody. God saved Israel that day. And I'm praying that you will not delay your salvation till tomorrow in Jesus' name. The love that God has for you is such that he doesn't want you to be oppressed. Because in John chapter 10 verse 10, the Bible says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Jesus came to save you, like he saved the people of Israel from the Egyptians. So I ask you the question, do you have any problem in your life right now? Is there anything you are believing God for that you want God to do for you? For some of you, the issue is not money. You have enough money to eat and to drink. What is the exact nature of your problem? That day when the people of Israel looked back, they saw death coming, but that death never got to them. Who wants to have that kind of testimony? Death is so close, but it doesn't get to you. I want that testimony, and I receive it to manifestation in Jesus' name. No matter how close you are, medical condition, physical condition, habits, God is able to deliver you. And I want to encourage you, the time to move close to God is now. And God has the statistics of every one of you. And you ask yourself, don't you think I should enjoy my life? Those that perished in the Red Sea, they probably told their family members, when I return, we are going to enjoy dinner together. So I want you to be wise. So I want to encourage you, if you have not given your life to Jesus, today is the day of salvation. You know what happened to Nicodemus? Nicodemus came to Jesus by night in John chapter 3, verse 1. But in John chapter 19, verse 39, the same Nicodemus came again, but on a different mission. So his story did not end with becoming born again. He continued in salvation. That same, he came out at that time when because we talk about Joseph or Arimathea. But Nicodemus was there and he came to show that he loved his master. You cannot be born again and be ashamed of Jesus. If any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. So what are the old things in your own life? Do you know that there are some old things that you are still struggling with? And you are explaining it away. And anytime they tell you about it, you say, that's the way I behave. You are not ready to change. You do not know that there is somebody who can change you. I used to tell people that I used to argue a lot years ago. I don't argue with people anymore. I try not to. I don't argue. Why? Because I have lost my voice. The capacity to argue, I have lost it. Because it is not my argument that will get the solution. Because the power belongs to God, who is able to do all things. So what are you dealing with? You know, you look at your age, and sometimes it looks as if you are very young. So because you are young, everything about you is too young to understand. So some of you have not tasted hunger before. Some of you have not seen, or you are not in a position to appreciate what your parents are going through. How many of you have ever taken time to observe your parents and to know that they have a problem that they've not told you? How many of you have taken that time? It takes you to open your eyes to see that the parents you are calling every day, they are carrying a lot of load on their hearts. So God has given you wisdom to use. And that wisdom requires that you recognize that if you don't lay your own foundation, because in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11, the Bible says, there is no other foundation that can be laid than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Who is going to help you in life? So if anybody tells you, ignore the Savior, that is an enemy of your soul. And look, no matter, there's something I read the other day, I said, no matter the attractiveness of the crowd, consequences are born alone. No matter the attractiveness of the crowd, consequences are born alone. Which one do you prefer? The consequence of being stubborn and refusing to yield to the master, or the joy of accepting the Savior Allow him to be the Lord and master of your life. Tonight, even as you prepare for what is about to happen, I enjoin you, in the name above every other name. Philippians 2:9 says, there is a name above every other name. There's a name above death. There's a name above sickness. There's a name above sorrow. There's a name above limitation. And that name is Jesus. Are you ready to surrender your heart to him? Do you recognize that you are not in control? If you are not in control, then why don't you surrender to the one who is in control? You have tried over the years to demonstrate the fact that you are flesh and blood, you are strong. There's no strong man. We only serve a God who is strong, who empowers you to be strong. If you are here this evening and you have not said yes to that Jesus, this is a beautiful opportunity for you. As you close your eyes, talk to him. Today is the day of salvation. He's reaching out to you and he's telling you, daughter, come to me. Matthew 11:28, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's a true friend, I tell you. He's a true lover. His love is not conditional. His is unconditional love. He knows the burden you are carrying. He knows the weight of your heart. He knows the problem you cannot share with any other person. He knows those things you aspire to be or to have, and is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Talk to him. Surrender your heart to Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I know I need you from this age. I want to follow you right through to the end. Help me, O God. Help me, Lord, that I will not lean on my own understanding. I will trust in you with all my heart. Because he's the Alpha and the Omega. And he has promised never to leave nor to forsake you. As you pray that prayer, telling God you want to surrender your heart to him, I want you to take the extra step of placing your right hand on your forehead to say, Lord, I want to surrender all totally to you. Just place your right hand, if you know you are going to surrender to him, and tell him that, Father, I don't want to lean on my own understanding anymore. I want to serve you. I want to do your will. From today, be the Lord and master of my life. Help me, Lord, that I will not make the mistake of thinking that I'm in charge of my life. Father, we want to thank you. And those who have their right hand on their forehead, you can lift up those hands up. You can lift up the hand. Those who have their, just raise the hand. Father, we want to thank you. Raise your hand properly. For these hands that are lifted up, they have surrendered their hearts to you. From tonight, Lord, the devil will never have his way in their lives in Jesus' name. You will help them individually. They will win the battle of life in Jesus' name. You delivered the people of Israel from the Egyptians. Father, we pray that the Egyptians that these your children are seeing till now, they will see them no more forever in Jesus' name. Anything that can draw them back to to the vomit that was associated with them in the past. Father, separate them from such in Jesus' name. Save their soul, O God. And Father, let it be a new life for them. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.